Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos,
pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Hey everybody. So, how you doing? How are you so far? Episode 1, speaking to the king, today I want to continue with that same subject. Because it's so funny that I keep it going. Because it's an hour long discussion. I want to start this out with a thought, because sometimes we don't think before we do. So I just want to think about what I'm saying and listen and process it and then think about it again. We were created by a creator to create. God created man in his own image to create just like he did. So that's why he gave every man a gift and woman a gift. But it's up to you to nurture that gift and grow that gift. Sometimes we don't nurture our gifts because we so focused on what the next person's doing or trying to compete with the next person. But sometimes you just have to stay in your lane and be the best you that you can be. See, a lot of times people don't stay in their lane and do what they're supposed to do. If you're good at being a mechanic, be a mechanic. Don't try to be a chef. That's your gift. If your gift is to be a musician, nothing wrong with that. Just be the best musician. Like, you're not going to see me try to compete with R. Kelly, Babyface, Usher, Kurt Franklin, Marvin Sapp, because I'm not a singer. I don't have a voice to sing. So why would I spend all my time and energy and investing in trying to feed something I don't have the natural ability to do? And see, that's where it comes in, with wisdom comes in. Everybody has a gift. Some people are natural artists. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We need architects and painters and designers and people of that nature. So what I'm saying is stay in your lane and nurture your gift and feed your gift. But see, where the problem and the hookup comes in, that you get distracted and start doing other things because you want to do what Joe Blow doing, but you're not him. So he might make it look easy, but he has that natural gift. And if you're doing it for the money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You have to do it for the love and the passion and your natural gift and your natural talent. I'd like to give a shout-out to Justin Gatson, Jennifer Shane, to my niece and nephew, with Jeffrey Weldon. If you have any questions, I want to give any feedback, email me at wedonr12@gmail.com. Once again, that's wedonr12@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934 to be a guest call in Food for the Soul.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Con esto ya arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué más le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Yo ahí vamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Korean spicy chicken and potatoes, Korean chicken wings, red bean rice cake with the dessert, and chocolate bananas is the food for the soul thoughts. You can get only what's in something out of something. You only can get what's in something out of something. If it's not in you, you can't get it out of you. Let me break it down. You can't get a CEO out of somebody that's not CEO material. Not everybody operates off the same principles and guidelines in this world. So that's food for the soul thought. Now we're going to go on to the show. I know everybody's out here looking for relationships. Everybody wants somebody to love them. Everybody wants to have their own unique thing with some soulmate, somebody to spend the rest of their life with. So I'm going to walk you down the steps of some things and speak to the king. When you go to the grocery store, you know how you pick up them? You go to the fruit section. And you pick up melons, you tap on the bottom to see if it's not hollow, and you look for that bright yellow spot on the watermelon. Or when you look at a fruit, you like shake it out to see if it's old, you smell it, and make sure it's not too ripe or over processed. So if you take your time to pick your produce, then make sure it's nice and fresh. And when you go to buy your eggs, you open up a container. You want to make sure that it don't smell rotten. You want to make sure no eggs are cracked. Or, you know, and they, same thing with milk. You pick up the container, you shake it around to make sure it's not lumpy looking. And you look at the expiration date to buy your milk. You won't buy milk for 11.5 or 11.5. You try to buy milk for 11.10. You know, so you can get better use out of it. See, that's the same thing with picking a mate. Women are men. You just don't pick up the first thing that's available just because it's available. You have to do some investigation. You have to do some research. You have to get past that person is the perfect weight, the perfect height. They got the nice hair. You got to look at that person operation. You want to know what makes that person that person. Because so many times we get somebody full-term benefit or full-time benefit that ain't nothing but a part-time worker. And that's what we screw up at all the time. Sometimes you can meet the right person, and that, but you won't know it because your eyes are blinded by what you need to see. You're so focused on the outside that you're not focused on the inside. That's just like buying a car. I don't care how good that car looks on the outside. Can it operate? Windows nicely tinted, it got rims on it, but when you turn the key, you hear a knocking noise, or you hear ping, 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 ping. I'm sorry, but that's not a good car to have because the engine about to go, and you see smoke coming out the exhaust pipe. What I'm saying was, be careful in who you pick and how you pick them. And you can always tell if somebody good just by their conversation. You can always tell. If somebody all the time is sick, that means that's the first thing on their mind all the time. And they're not into you for you. They're into you for the sex in you. And when you get them that sex, and it's not good as it used to be, they're going to try to find somebody else to replace that part of them that's feeding them. That's women and men. You'd be surprised at how many people like to satisfy the fun part and not the hardcore part. Because, you know, when you get older, things change. People change. Values shouldn't change so much. They should get better and not worse. And see, that's what a lot of people make a mistake at. They look for the outside but not the inside. And see, if somebody wants you bad enough, they're lying enough to get what they want because they know what you're looking for because they're not crazy. And see, that's what a lot of people make a mistake at. You let somebody feed you sugar and spice and everything nice. You don't want no steak and potatoes or spaghetti and meatballs. You want somebody that's shining. Like, you want gold. I mean, it's okay to have gold, but if it's not 100% gold, there's a little bit of copper in there, you don't have 100%. So what I'm saying is sometimes we pass up something good just because it don't look like we should have it or it's not what we're looking for. But see, sometimes you need an old beat-up car, but you need to have a strong engine. But we don't go for that car. Oh, no, because we go for the shiny Cadillac red car. It don't matter if the engine knocking. It got rims on it. It look cute. That's what I want. But you want something strong. You want a mule. I mean, you didn't know a mule is very strong. A mule is actually stronger than a horse, believe it or not. That's why they always use mule horse for traveling and mules for carrying heavy objects, because a mule can carry up to 4 times its weight, believe it or not. Sometimes you might be a horse person, and sometimes you might need to be a mule person. See, you want somebody that can carry the weight. A lot of times you go for people that can't carry the weight, and then you get frustrated because, see, life brings on pressure. And pressure brings on stress. And see, when pressure brings on stress, things happen. People snap. People break. The people that you thought were so strong and so great, and see, that's where the boo-boo coming at. Because, see, you put all your time and energy in something that was weak and not strong. And a lot of people do that. That's why divorce rate is so high. Because people change. Time change. And see, when you start having children, you ain't that sexy size 8 no more or that size 9 no more. You're not as pretty as you used to be. So your mate wants to upgrade to a better model or a younger model. So what you do? You leave what you got to get with something that you think you should have. And then you realize that old snap. That old SHIT moment, like I really do. Because, see, the woman that was encouraging you, building you up, and helped carrying the weight, you didn't think she was any good. Likewise to you as well, ladies. If you got a man that treating you good, giving you what you deserve, and arguing with you or fussing with you, and treating like a queen, that's what you want. But no, that's not what you go for. You always want something shiny. And you say, what does it have to do with speaking to the king? Because, see, a king is the strongest kid on the block. A weak man would never be a king. Because, see, a king has to be a warrior. Back in the day, kings were warriors because they had to fight for their throne. When it was time to battle, they had to do battle. They didn't sit around getting mini teddies, making sure their toes was done, making sure their fingers was done, making sure their hair was just right. See, a king was something. A king was a grunt, believe it or not. He was a great father, but he also was very wise in his decision-making process. See, you go out here. I know a lot of y'all girls talking about, I want to date drug dealers because, you know, they make that fast money, and they can buy me what I want. See, that's a low self-esteem in you. If you find a woman that only wants to date drug dealers, she is some low self-esteem hood rat chick with no education, a couple of kids, and she like to eat crabs all the time, or she like to eat high and stuff all the time, because that's her mentality. She's not looking for a hard-working man, because guess what? She's not a hard-working lady. Women like that are easy ladies. Ain't next to them. Yeah, they might look good, but you're really not looking at them for their brain. You look at them because of their body. You know, they always wearing tight, skimpy clothes. They always talking about sex all the time. Speaking to the fool in the man and not the king in the man. See, a sophisticated lady carries herself with dignity and pride. And she's about something. She's about her future. She might not have what she wants at that moment, but she won't mind grinding and working for it. She don't need you to get what she got to get, because she can do it on her own. Why some chicks that always want you to hand them something? Them the girls you need to run from, because they ain't not to them. They don't care about you. And the minute that you can't buy for them no more, the love is over. The love appeal, what you used to, if you can't take them out like you used to, care about you no more. If you can't buy what they want, the love gone. But say you want a woman that'll speak with you through the hard and the good times. Not somebody just going to abandon ship every time things get hard, because guess what? Things happen. A lot of things happen. When you think you get out of one situation, there's another situation. Sometimes you might have a situation within a situation. And that's what life is. For example, let me bring it down to you. Someday your car might break down. You might have the flu. And then a pipe in your house bust because it's wintertime. You got three things to deal with. Car broke, the flu, and the pipes in your house bust. And you ain't got no money because you were sick. You missed some days from work. But see, because you're not working, that don't mean life don't stop going. Life still keep going. But see, y'all don't want nobody in your life that can handle the pressure. Y'all want something because it looks good, it tastes good. And I'll be the first one to admit that liver tastes terrible, but it's built for iron. So you want to build up your immune system with some iron, you might want to eat a little piece of liver every now and then. Beets as well. Beets is nasty. I ain't gonna fuck. It's terrible. But beets have a lot of, beets have high iron in them. So I guess what I'm trying to say, or saying is, sometimes you eat the bad stuff, the stuff that tastes bad, not because you want to, because it's good for you. Cold medicine is terrible. But you drink it or take it because you want to get over the cold or beat something that's over cold. And see, a lot of women don't do that. A lot of men don't do that. They go for the easy target. And see, that's the thing. You get an easy target, and then you wonder why things go wrong, why everything's so screwy. Because you done got babies with this person, you done spent time with this person, you done invested in this person. And you got nothing. I can sell you a big ship, sure, with no problem. But if I tell you that it's in the bottom of the ocean, what good is a sick ship going to do for you? You can't enjoy it. I mean, really? So people have to realize, and in general, that sometimes God will give you the right person for you. Yes, he will. But you turn it down because you pray to yourself for your own answer. And see, when you pray to yourself, you mess up because you're not looking at the overall picture. You're just looking at the good stuff. Life is not always good. Life sucks sometimes. Life can always throw you a Hail Mary and a curveball at the same time. You don't know how to swing it. You don't know how to swing the bat. But what do we do? We keep looking for shiny, silvery stuff because it feels good, it looks good, it tastes good. It's what we want for that moment. But we're not thinking past that moment. And see, when you date somebody, you got to think about, is this person going to get out of bed, fix me soup, get me orange juice, take me to the doctor, hold me, caress me, build me up and not tear me down? You're not thinking about none of that. You're not thinking, is this person made out of armor or they made out of glass? See, armor is strong. Glass ain't so strong. And we have to stop doing that. And sometimes people, ladies, men don't have mental baggage. You gotta stop carrying around all the baggage. You gotta learn to lighten up your load. There's a song about that. I can't remember right now, but if you know gospel, you know what I'm talking about. You gotta lighten up your load. You can't come to every relationship with low self-esteem. You always want to throw a pity party. Not all men cheat. Not all men about sex. Not all men are bad father figures. Not all men are lazy. But see, y'all always think that y'all try to judge everybody the same, but you can't do that. That's just wrong. And see, you're so busy judging the wrong person. I mean, judging a right person by the wrong person. That's just like trying to judge heaven by hell. But I was deep. I like that one myself. That is like you judging heaven by hell standard. Oh, that was deep. And see, a lot of y'all do that. A lot of people do that. I gotta say that one more time because that was hot. I like that one. Stop judging heaven by hell's standard. Stop going back to dudes that you knew ain't no good for you. If y'all break up, it's a reason why y'all broke up. That just didn't break up just because. It was something in you that said, this ain't gonna work. I'm sorry. I gotta let you go. That's just, okay. Let me break it down in another way because that might be too hard for you to comprehend. Let's say you got a job. And you let somebody go because they're always late. They're always not doing a good job. So you rehire that same person back. And you already know that they don't do a good job. They're always going to be late. They're always going to be negative. They're always going to do what they want to do, when they want to do it. Fire them for this. But then you're going to rehire them for this. You're going to rehire that same person? You know how stupid that is? I ain't calling you stupid, but I'm just saying. No company in their right mind will fire somebody for stealing and theft, then turn right back around a month later and hire that same person back just because they felt sorry for them. They don't dare hire somebody new. But see, a lot of y'all do that. Y'all break up with somebody, go back with them. Break up with them, go back with them. He play your heartstring. Baby, I love you. Yeah, I messed up. I was wrong. Puppy dog eyes. He might buy you some flowers or take you out to dinner or something. You know, get your toes and feet done because a lot of y'all leave it at. But at the end of the day, he did everything he could to sweet talk himself back in your life and bam, round one start again. And then you got, we maybe it was just me. Yeah, it was just you. Because you're doing the same thing over and over, and you get the same result. You know what they call that insanity? When you do the same thing over and over and looking for a different result? That's the definition of insanity. And I'm not saying I'm Sigmund Freud or Dr. Phil, Oprah. I ain't saying none of that. I'm just keeping it 100. That's all I can do with food for the soul. Do the same thing. If you look there cheating on you, dogging you out, taking your money, blowing your money, why would you want to keep going back to that person? If you have any questions or feedback, email me at wevonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's wevonr112@gmail.com. If you email any questions or anything, give me feedback. Because you can't even keep. I know you want a good relationship, but you have to have a good relationship with yourself first. You have to write down the things that you want out of a person and what you bring to the table as well. And if your first thing is your sex, looks, well, you just keep being a happy hooker. But if your thing is, your first list is, I'm a Christian, I work hard, I'm educated, then you somebody that somebody can talk to. But if your thing is, I look good and I'm good in bed, ain't nobody want no happy hooker. Ain't nobody can't build that with no hooker or no prostitute or no sex toy. You can't do nothing with them. I ain't being harsh, I'm just being real. That's what a lot of people mess up at. They're looking for her. She got a nice body. Girl, man, that girl come out to put that thing on me. Oh, Jesus. Then you're married because she throw that thing on you so well. Then you find she can't cook. She can't clean. She spent every dollar you make, Chris, on. She can't even pay the bills on time. You be like, what the world I got myself into? Now you want a divorce. Because you realize, like, man, I sold boo-boo. I made a boo-boo. You don't want to keep making boo-boos all your life with the same kind of people. Me, personally, I want me a Christian woman. When you're educated, I mean, she don't have to go to college to be educated. I mean, as long as she good at what she do, that's all that matters. And as long as she have to talk to me like a human being and treat me well and we can build together, that's what makes a relationship a relationship. The good and the bad. The happy and the sad. That's what you want. You want somebody that's solid. Solid as a rock. It's building up. Now it's solid. Solid. I mean, y'all probably know about that old school joint, but it's that's a real joint. Solid as a rock. You want somebody solid. It's a commercial about something built on solid rock. I can't remember the name of the company. Lord, I'm forgetting a whole lot of stuff. Please forgive me. But remember this. You get what you put in something. You don't put nothing in nothing, you can't get nothing out of nothing. You can't keep making that same mistake over and over because you're doomed to fail. So please keep searching and keep being good. And